Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, into another hour of Auto World. Thank you very much for joining me. We're going to have some fun in this hour. There's no question about it. We're going to be talking to a gentleman who founded a magazine along with his wife many, many years ago and has gone on to have some great fun over the last 25 years or so. We're going to be talking motorsports. We're going to be talking about an event coming up this coming week and also previewing another event coming up in the month of October and talking motorsports in general. A little later on in the hour, we may be joined by Mark Evans. He's our go-to guy when it comes to automotive repair. We've got the call out to Mark Evans, and if not to Mark, we may be joined by Luann Hammond, CEO of CarList.com, yet to be determined. Along the way, of course, we're going to take your telephone calls at the usual number, or you can send us an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Finally, we have a winner, came in via the email to a question that has been out there for a while. If you've been hanging with us, we had the question about the Corvette convertible, went away in model year 1975, and the question was, what year did it return to the marketplace? And the year is 1986, and the person that got the correct answer is Andrew Cutler, who is in the great state of Nevada. So, Andrew, thank you very much for emailing me up, and we will get you off a little token of our appreciation. We'll throw out another trivia question right now just for the fun of it. We'll make it an easy one, okay? Who made the vehicle known as the Matador? Who made the Matador? That's the question. And don't forget, we're going to put all the winners from this month into the big barrel, and Matt, our producer, is going to reach into the gigantic barrel and pull out the big winner who's going to take home a prize courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, a prize valued somewhere between $50 and $100. So it's going to be a big-time prize. So get in on the action by dialing us up or sending us an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Many stories making headlines in the world of automobiles this week. And again, for the latest automotive news, I'd definitely recommend a number of websites. We've been talking to lots of magazine editors on today's broadcast, if you've been with us for a while, but I always default back to my other side of the equation, MotorTrend.com. We've got some cool stuff up there. And, of course, our friends at the Detroit Bureau, Paul Eisenstein and Company, also a great place for the latest automotive news. When it comes to motorsports news, there's no better magazine than Grassroots Motorsports Magazine. And to tell us all about the magazine, as well as some interesting happenings in the not-too-distant future, it's my pleasure to welcome the co-founder and co-owner of the magazine, Mr. Tim Studdard, to the airwaves of Auto World. Tim, how you doing?
Good, good. Nice to talk to you. Oh, I know the answer to your trivia question, too.
Well, we better better keep a lid on that one.
All right,
we'll keep that one out there for a while. So, Tim, let's go back to the beginning here. This is an interesting story. How did you come up with the idea to start a magazine? This is no small endeavor. How did it come to you?
Well, I was 24. My wife was 23 at the time, and I guess we didn't know any better. We didn't, you know, everybody says now, you know, how could you do something like this? Well, back then, we didn't really have good jobs. We didn't have a mortgage. We didn't have a car payment. We didn't really have a lot to lose. So, you know, been in this car stuff all my life. I grew up in a Ford dealership. I was restoring Mustangs in the 70s before they got real popular, and went to my first autocross event, which is an SCCA, which is Sports Car Club of America, timed event where you kind of go one car at a time around pylons, and the fastest car wins. They've got different classes and stuff. I got into that, and I was fixing up an old 240Z at the time, Datsun 240Z, and there was no magazine for me. you know, Hot Rod was a great magazine, but that was for American car guys, so there was no magazine like that for foreign cars or for sporty car guys. And not knowing any better, we said, we'll start one.
Very good. So it just started that innocently that you found that there was nobody out there producing what you wanted, so you you did it yourself. And now, all these years later, I know that you've had lots of fun along the way. And matter of fact, you're going to be having lots of fun. I believe it's this Friday, a very special event coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we do several different events through the years or through the year for our readers. And unlike a lot of other magazines, we're very hands-on. We want to get to know these guys. We go out and meet the people, so to speak. And we're doing an event called the Ultimate Track Car Challenge. And that came about 4 years ago. And we just wanted to find what our readers were building. We see and hear about all these cool cars, and we tried to find a place where we could bring them all together and basically see what they had and see what they would do for lap times and look at the creativity and the passion that our readers have. And that's what we're doing Friday at VIR, which is Virginia International Raceway.
Which is a great track right there, Virginia. I was there only once, and that was for the launch of the Dodge Charger vehicle, but this is a legendary racing facility and a pretty decent track.
Yeah, I've been lucky through all this, press events, and I also race quite a bit myself to have driven at just about every track in the country, and VIR is my favorite. It's very challenging. It's very beautiful. Unlike a lot of racetracks, they have a swimming pool. They've got a neat bar on the premises. They've got all kinds of amenities, a real kind of a country club that for racers is what they kind of position it as, and it's been very successful at that.
So tell us a little bit about what's going to be going down there on Friday, excuse me, of this coming week. Tell us about the types of participants, the types of vehicles, and how many folks do you expect?
Well, it is a NASA weekend, which is a National Autosport Association, another group that we're very closely affiliated with. And they are they're doing a regular weekend, Saturday and Sunday, but on Friday our readers take to the track, and we'll have everything from low-dollar 20-something-year-old cars that guys have built in their garages to all-out factory efforts. Riley is a race car manufacturer, is actually bringing out a new club car to show off to us. Mosler builds the Intruder. They've been in attendance before. I believe they're coming back. Last year, the thing was won by a Viper Comp Coupe driven by Tommy Archer. So it's actually, that was 2 years ago. Last year, it was a Radical, which is a sports racer. So we get all kinds of neat stuff, a lot of common stuff, and a lot of rare stuff that nobody's knows that much about.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231 if you want to answer the question about who made the Matador. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question for a very special guest, Tim, about his magazine, we'd love to hear from you as well. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. You also have a very unique event. We are looking ahead here, looking down the road. You have a very unique event coming up in the month of October. And this one, I would imagine, had an interesting start. Tell us about this one.
Well, a lot of these crazy ideas, start around a campfire or something at a racetrack, and you have a couple beers and get talking and stuff. But racing is always known to be so expensive.
Hold that thought. When we come back, we'll get the full lowdown, as they say. This is Auto World on GCN.
I saw a car gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up. Start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys, ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. Ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecolablue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecolablue at ecolablue.com today.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. We got a trivia question out there. I am really surprised because this one is so easy that it's just plain ridiculous. The question is, who made the Matador? In the 1970s, who made the Matador? Hello, everybody listening on KXEL. Give us a call right now at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're going to put you in the running for a really cool prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. And we're chatting with Tim Stoddard. And Tim is a gentleman who started a magazine along with his wife, called Grassroots Motorsports Magazine. He's been telling us about the Ultimate Track Car Challenge, which is coming up on July 24th at VIR, Virginia International Raceway. And are you going to be utilizing the entire course there at VIR?
Yeah, we sure are. We're going to use the full course this year. 2 years ago we were there and we just used the north course, but it all went so well we decided to expand it.
Wonderful. And, you know, basically what you're trying to do with this event, as you probably are trying to do with all these events, is, you know, get more people involved and also to bring fun back into racing. Is that right, Tim?
Yeah, that's what we're all about. I mean, I don't think most people still realize that how easy it is. It's not hard at all. Just last week, my 15-year-old son just has a learner's permit, but even he is eligible to do SCCA events and NASA events. We raced together on an autocross event up in Tennessee, and $25 is all it took, and a helmet. And if you don't bring a helmet, they'll loan you one. It's that easy, and any car is eligible. There are some restrictions on four-wheel drives and stuff like that, but any kind of a passenger car is eligible. And it's a nice, safe way to learn, for a kid especially, to learn how to drive better.
Oh, that's fantastic. And certainly when it comes to adverse weather conditions, a course like that can really come in quite handy.
Yeah, that's for sure. We were going to talk about our
the big event coming up in October, of course. Yeah. By all means, tell us more about it.
Well, that event is October 9th and 10th, and that came about, as I said, we were sitting around having a couple beers, and everybody's complaining racing's so expensive and says they don't race because it's so expensive. And I said, I bet you for $2,000 you can build a race car that's competitive and fun and safe. And we started it in 99, and we challenged our readers to do just that. And every year since, we've done it. I think we skipped 1 year, 2000 or something like that. But every year since, we've added $1 a year to the budget. Now it's the whatever the year is, that's the budget. So we call it the $2009 challenge.
Wow.
We'll have a drag race, an autocross, and a car show, and it's the silliest car show you've ever been to, and we get some big-time judges to actually judge it, which is a lot of fun, and a couple of the guys said it was the most fun car show they've ever been to, but it really showcases the creativity. We've got eBay involved. Of course, eBay is a place where you can buy a lot of these cars cheap and parts to fix them up, and Kumho Tires is our overall sponsor for it, and they've been real helpful getting the word out on it and stuff like that. But yeah, we've got guys building 10-second quarter-mile cars that they put together for a couple of grand, and they've come from all over the country. Silly stuff. We had a VW van 1 year that they gave, put a mid-engine Chevy V8 in it. I don't think he was trying to win. He was just there to have some fun. But we've got some guys that are pretty serious. We had a Corvette that they actually made into a sucker car, which means downforcing, you know, forcing, holding the car down onto the ground. And they did it all with junkyard stuff, and they did it for a couple grand. If you've ever seen that show on TV, Junkyard Wars, it's a lot like that as far as the kind of creativity and where these guys find the parts to do this event.
Of course. And I can't imagine that just for $2,009 is the limit for what folks can spend on their particular race vehicle. That is amazing.
Well, you know, a lot of it is in the creativity. They're buying $500 cars. They're selling some of the radios and stuff like that out of it. We do let them reduce their budget by selling stuff off the cars. I mean, guys are buying cheap Miatas, and they'll sell the headrest speakers out of them for $30 or $40, and they'll sell this and that, and because we don't require them to have a full interior, but they do need to be streetable, and they have to have working headlights and that type of stuff. But yeah, it can be done. You know, some guys are more clever at it than others. You get teams that help each other out, and a bunch of the cars are on our website, grassrootsmotorsports.com, and as well as all the rules and the particulars of how you can do it and enter it.
That's fantastic. And you were mentioning to me a little bit earlier today about some of the unique vehicles in addition to that that Volkswagen vehicle with the Chevy V8. What was the story about the Zamboni? That's just unbelievable.
We had a couple of, actually three or four nuts come down from up north, and they bought a Zamboni on eBay, and they won the, you know, they won the auction, and it was something like $900 and something. And they took a wrecked Mustang, and they put the Ford V8 in it. They built a, some kind of a tube frame to go underneath it. So the Zamboni was just kind of for fun. It was actually just a shell, and then they took the pieces off, and underneath was a, almost a low-dollar Mustang-powered sprint car, and they did well with it. It was a lot of fun, and they had a real dramatic entrance with music and dry ice to make some smoke and stuff. We all had a good time with that one.
Oh, I can only imagine. Wow. Our telephone number, once again, we're looking for the easy answer here to the question. The trivia question is about the vehicle known as the Matador. This was quite a flamboyantly styled, we'll put it that way, vehicle for its day. And we want to know the manufacturer of the vehicle known as the Matador. Here we go, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We've had a number of guesses for car-wise. I'm not going to give it away, but definitely not a Honda, definitely not a Kia, definitely not a Volvo, definitely not a Chevrolet, definitely not a an Alfa, definitely not. Give us a call, 800-259-9231. Tell us a little bit more about the magazine, Grassroots Motorsports Magazine, and your website, of course. What kind of information can folks find between the pages and online?
Well, our focus is on both foreign and domestic cars. We do kind of focus on the sporty cars. You know, for American cars, it would be Camaros and Mustangs and Corvettes and that type of stuff, and popular cars like the 3 Series BMW. Mazda Miata, and we talk about how to buy them, how to fix them up, how to modify them for both street and track events, and we cover a lot of events from around the country. We do interviews with people and, you know, basically the whole scene. And
great. We'll hear more on the other side. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, "I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does." Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, "My daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea." And David from Tennessee writes, "My wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too." And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, "This stuff really works." No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road.
Thank you very much for listening here on GCN. You can check us out online at GCNlive.com. Matter of fact, lots of cool things are available for you right there. We have a free podcast available. We have archives of the last few weeks of programs and many more to come, many years to come. And we also have a listen-on-demand feature, which will give you the opportunity to listen to this week's program anytime this coming week. If you want to revisit what we did this Sunday, you can log on and listen on demand, and it's kind of rolling all the time there, and then it will go into the archive file. We are joined by Tim Stoddard from Grassroots Motorsports Magazine, and we're taking your calls and emails regarding this pesky question, the easy question about who made the Matador, which has stumped just an amazing amount of people. We would like to give away an opportunity for you guys to pick up on that cool prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. So I would highly recommend that you get on board right now and call us up or send us an email. And email, you can do bob@autoworldradio.com, or you can just give us a telephone call. So, Tim, Grassroots Motorsports Magazine, if folks log on to the online site, you've got some very cool things up there, including you got a picture of Pete Brock and a very, very interesting Datsun from way back when.
Yeah, actually, that car, he has just got it finished. He's a friend of ours. He actually writes for us and photographs for us. And that is a car he put a V8 in, a Chevy V8 in a Datsun, old Datsun 510, and that's certainly right up our alley in the kinds of stuff we do. I mean, we'll cover anything from just taking, say, a 10 or 15 year old Miata and putting some spring shocks and bars on it to make it handle a little better, all the way up to crazy stuff like a V8 and an old Datsun. Or the wildest thing we've done recently is we took an old Berkeley microcar from 1959, which is a, some of your readers or listeners might know what an Isetta is. This is a like an Isetta, only which is a little BMW from the 50s, but it's a little roadster. It looks a little like a, an old Cobra, but it's about half the size, and we put a modern Suzuki motorcycle powertrain in it. So we, you know, we tend to stick more to the common stuff, but we do crazy stuff like that V8 and the Datsun or this Berkeley with the bike motor.
That's excellent. We got an email question here from Peter, who happens to be in Virginia, and he would like to know about how he can go about participating in the Ultimate Track Car Challenge. Is registration still open?
Well, registration is closed for this year, but it doesn't mean he can't participate in that weekend if he's got a safe, legal car. NASA, the National Autosport Association that is putting that event on with us, has a driving school program all weekend, so you can go out and get on the track and probably get go to a VIR's website or NASA.com and get information on how to actually join in on the event. But it is open to spectators, and best thing to do is to come out Friday and check it out and then talk to the people there and learn about how to get involved on Saturday.
That is great. Tell me what's the most exciting thing about doing what you're doing, publishing these this magazine, and you actually publish another magazine as well, which is geared a little bit more towards vintage racing. Tell us about that.
Well, about 6-7 years ago, we we started to realize we'd probably be doing this stuff our whole lives, so we broke out the vintage racing and some of the older cars. I actually race a 57 Triumph TR3, and I've got some other crazy old cars. But we broke those out and made a new magazine called Classic Motorsports. And it's kind of similar in concept, and it's in that we're not owned by some big conglomerate. It's just my wife and I and a band of crazy guys that like these cars, and so we don't really have to play by the rules that a lot of the other companies do. So we do some irreverent stuff and have kind of a that kind of tone with it. But that magazine, Classic Motorsports, caters to stuff from the 50s, 60s, and 70s mostly.
Have you seen a significant rise in the number of people participating in vintage racing? It seems to me in the 10 years or so that I've been attending lots of events around the country that more and more people seem to be getting involved on the vintage side of the fence.
Well, that is true, and it's true for a few reasons. First off, you've got this whole group of people that are, you know, baby boomers like myself that are heading into this age group that remember these cars and like these cars. So you've got a big group of people that are kind of getting towards 50 that are interested in that kind of stuff. The other thing that's going on is some of the more real racing, if you will, and I don't want to say vintage racing isn't real racing, but let's say more professional racing, has gotten so expensive and so, you know, bogged down with rules and teardowns and all these kind of things that take the fun out of it, that a lot of these guys that have these older cars that have said the heck with it and just they go vintage racing because that's more about the fun and the camaraderie and, you know, having a beer afterwards and talking about it and that's a lot lower key, and that attracts a lot of people. So, yes, it has been growing.
So, Tim, where do you see the future headed as far as both motorsports as well as the vintage side of the equation?
Well, on the vintage side, you know, part of it has to do with the sanctioning bodies. Some of them are sticking to a specific date. You know, a normal date is around 1974, and so. And some of them are realizing that time marches on. There's a lot of neat Porsches and stuff that were raced in the 80s and even the 90s that will become vintage race cars, if you will. And so, you know, part of it will have to do with what these sanctioning bodies do. But overall, you know, guys... guys have been racing since they invented the wheel, so I don't think it's going to stop. It's going to keep going. I've been through a couple of three recessions. We've been through 9/11, and you know, it just keeps going. It kind of goes up and down a little bit, but overall, it keeps getting bigger and bigger because it's a lot of fun.
It's so true. You mentioned that you've driven on so many tracks around the country. VIR is your favorite. What are some of your other favorite tracks around North America?
Well, I'm getting a chance to go back to one of my favorites, and that's Laguna Seca. We have a very famous old race car. Group 44 was the factory team that ran Triumph and then Jaguar race cars in this country, and we found one of the cars, and we're restoring it and writing about it in Classic Motorsports. It's a 69 Triumph GT6 that won the national championship at Daytona that year. And it's been invited back because of its history to run at Monterey Historics, which is, of course, the big event out there in August. So I'll get to run Laguna Seca again.
Yeah, that will be cool. That track, of course, is famous for the corkscrew. Explain that to our listeners.
Well, I found out about the corkscrew the hard way. I went right down through the dirt the very first time I ever raced there, and that's a quick way to learn the wrong way to do the corkscrew, but it is like a roller coaster. It really gets your stomach going, just like a roller coaster, more so than any other corner I've been on in any track in the country or even in Europe.
Wow. Well, Tim, you're an absolute pleasure. Everybody log on to Tim's website, and we thank you for your time here today.
Well, thank you. It's been fun.
This is Auto World. Don't go away.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Here's the telephone number. It's 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're looking for who made the Matador back in the 70s. It was a domestic car manufacturer. We're going to give it away. Call in right now at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Tell us who made the Matador. Right now, we're going to go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth one of our regular contributors. She is the editor-in-chief, the founder and CEO of CarList.com. We had her on last week talking about affordable cars. Got a great response on that. Under $15,000. She is the one and only Lou Ann Hammond. Lou Ann, how you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How about you?
Doing better. I'm finally losing my flu, so hallelujah on that.
Well, it's almost flu season again. You'll get it again.
Well, hopefully not one like this one that I've been battling. So I was on your website a little bit earlier today, and boy, you've got some interesting stuff there, including a vintage Aero car from 1956. What's the story behind the story on this?
Well, a friend of mine owns it, actually. He is part owner in Auburn Airplane Works, and they have a 1956 Molt Taylor designed Aero car. There were only about five of them built, and he is the only one that I think that flies it. It's half airplane, half car. You can fly it. It takes about 20 minutes to take the wings off, then you can drive it.
Oh, wow. Let's see if we can finally solve the trivia question. Talk to Dennis, joining us on KXEL in Iowa. Dennis, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Not too bad.
This is an easy one. Who made the Matador?
American Motors did.
You got it. You're going into that hat here. You're at the top of the heap, I think, because we're going to give away a cool prize here at the end of the month for Busted Knuckle Garage. And we're going to put you right there in the running. Say hello to Lou Ann Hammond, Dennis.
Hello, Lou Ann.
Hi, Dennis. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What kind of car do you drive?
I'm driving a Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Oh, you know, they're going to come out with a new one this year, I hear.
Yeah, they sure are.
Yeah, I hear it's really a lot different, and people are going to love it.
Well, it's in my price range. I'll be looking for one because I'm stuck on Jeep.
What would you
pay for the Jeep, for the Grand Cherokee?
What would I pay for it?
Yeah.
What would be your budget? Yeah.
I would probably, if it's loaded like my Jeep right now, I'd probably pay up to $28,000, $29,000.
Okay. I'm curious. I'm just going to watch as it comes out. Because you're a Jeep owner, so you would know what would be reasonable for a Jeep. So watch as it comes out.
Yeah, definitely, and it's got some interesting styling cues. Hang on the line, Dennis. Matt's going to get all your information. We're going to put you high in the running there for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Lou Ann, you've got some really cool things on your website, and in addition to that list of affordable vehicles, you've also got an interview with a gentleman from Rolls-Royce, Ian Cameron. Tell us about that.
Oh, Ian's the designer for Cameron, the chief designer. He has a new one coming out, the 200EX, that they've just decided to call the Ghost. And it's just a lovely, lovely car. But some of the tricks in the car are even nicer. Like they have a purse holder in the... You know how you kind of... You don't really know where to put your purse.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me just tell you. One never really quite knows where to put their purse, especially if you are driving. But I always kind of just get in, throw my purse over the backside of the seat, and it lands somewhere. Well,
yeah.
in between the passengers in the back seat, where the center console would be, you can put your purse there, and there are sensors that will hold it right in place. So it's kind of cool. And then, of course, you have a place where you can, if your coat gets wet, you can lay it out in the trunk so that it airs out and dries. And we can't forget the umbrella in the car door.
Oh, that's become a signature item. They debuted that one on the Phantom a little while back.
Right. But the really, really neat thing was the thermoelectric generator.
Tell us about that.
Well, it captures energy from the exhaust heat. So it works off the thermoelectric effect, which is the direct conversion of temperature differences, and it creates electric voltage. So you're actually able to save about 5% fuel economy because of this thing. It's not going to come out in the Ghost, but it is a concept in a concept vehicle, and you can see it. You will probably see it on one of the BMW, Rolls-Royce, or Mini cars in the future.
Some pretty cool technology. And this Ghost vehicle from Rolls-Royce is the small Rolls-Royce, or at least small in the eyes of Rolls-Royce.
That's right. Yeah, I think he said it was about, it was either 14 inches or 24 inches smaller than the Phantom. So it is small for Rolls-Royce.
You most definitely. You've also got a story about BMW, and they're working on some gas-to-energy solutions. Tell us about that.
I love this story, and I don't usually... You know, tell people to go on my website, as you know. But if you're interested in this kind of stuff, go on the website because it's so incredible. They used to, in South Carolina, they had a landfill called Palmetto Landfill. And it was so, it had so much methane and CO2 coming off of it. And it by law, you have to flare it. You have to burn it. They made a deal with BMW manufacturing plant in South Carolina that for 20 years that BMW could buy this methane. So you think about it, natural gas is 100% methane. Landfill gas is half methane, half CO2. So you've got to make sure that the price is, you know, half as much as natural gas is. And the EPA did that. So the manufacturing plant is 10 miles away from the landfill. They had to put a pipe 10 miles away from the landfill.
Wow.
Bring it into the manufacturing plant. They're saving by them not burning flaring off the methane and the CO2. They're saving South Carolina 92,000 tons of emissions a day. Now, you kind of go, how do I even fathom that? What's 92,000 tons a day? If you think of Yosemite is 75,000 acres. That's a third of the trees at Yosemite.
Huh. Wow. Interesting.
It's just amazing. So they do that, and they had to build their own sort of electricity plant out there to do that. But what they also did was instead of just getting the electricity from the methane, there's a lot of heat that's created when you create electricity from methane. They took that heat and put it through the coils in the water, and it made hot water, so they no longer have to buy hot water. That's another thermal that they're saving. They're getting about 60% of their needs right now from that landfill.
Wow, that's very interesting. So BMW is tapping into that landfill. Certainly makes a lot of sense. There's no question about it.
Well, not only are they helping the state with their emissions, they're saving $5 million a year.
Wow.
What more do you want? You know, it's like,
yeah,
this gets better and better. So I kind of do the same thing in my little acre. I have an acre, and I've got my own well. I've got my own septic system. I've got my own leach line. I'm looking at putting solar in. So I said the next thing that they're going to do is they're going to take all of the trash that they've got and figure out a way to make it into electricity.
Wow.
That's the way to go. Because if they can get all the methane from the landfill, and then they can also figure out how to make electricity from the trash that they have, you know, they're going to be in. They're going to be self-sufficient.
That's pretty good. And BMW, of course, has got lots of new product on the horizon, including the M variants of the X5 and X6. That's around the bend. And they've also got that Gran Turismo version of the 5. Luann, thanks so much for your time here today.
All right, Bob, you take care.
That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. Thanks to Matt and everybody at GCN. I'm Bob Long, and thank you for listening.
Don't be confused.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.